has immediate openings for line cooks. Pay starts at $12 an hour. No experience necessary. Bruffs will train you. Bruffs offers flexible schedules that will work around school and life. Lunch and or dinner shifts are open. Choose from full or part-time hours. Line cook openings now at Bruffs Sports Bar and Grill. Apply in person at Bruffs or online at Bruffs.com. Join the Bruffs team. Bruffs Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18. KBOE live and local. Light rain, 56 degrees. Good morning. It's 8:43.
KVOE, 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we are pleased to be joined on this wet Tuesday morning by Lisa Keith, director of the David Trailer Zoo. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Thanks. Yeah. I hope you guys are doing good this morning, too.
Doing good, doing good. A little soggy out of the zoo and everywhere else, huh?
It's a little bit wet, but we're okay with that.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Well, hey, you've got a lot of irons in the fire out there at the David Trailer Zoo. There is no doubt about that, but we wanted to bring you back in because it wasn't that long ago. In April, we had you on to talk about a little contest that the David Trailer Zoo has, teaming up with the Trolley House Distillery and Twin Rivers Winery, as they have agreed to help raise funds to support conservation efforts at the zoo. And the contest involves naming a wine and or whiskey cocktail. So how have things went, Lisa?
Well, they went really well. So we have some winners.
Well,
so in our on our whiskey cocktail, we had 20 names submitted. And we have the three top were the Monkey Maker. That was our winning name. Woohoo!
The Monkey Maker.
Yes. Second was the Vulture Spit. And third was Comfy Cougar.
Number two is the Vulture Spit?
Vulture Spit.
Yeah. I like that.
Yep, and Comfy Cougar was number three.
Yeah, that's three good names.
Yep, so Sonny Barthold, he's from Oklahoma City, is the one who submitted Monkey Maker. So he's the winner of an EFOS membership for submitting Monkey Maker. So anytime you go out and order the Monkey Maker at the Trolley House, a portion of that whiskey cocktail will come back to the zoo for our conservation efforts.
So as of right now, Lisa, do you know what is in a Monkey Maker?
Well, I know it's similar to a mint julep.
Okay.
That's all I can really tell you.
Well, and we just have to go find out, right?
Yep, yeah. Yep. Go down and give it a try.
Yeah, down.
And buy lots of them. Help us support conservation efforts.
So every time we order a Monkey Maker at the Trolley House, a portion of the proceeds go to David Trailer Zoo, right?
Absolutely.
That's why we've done this. That's how this works.
Yes, it's all about helping fun things in the animal world.
All right, so the whiskey cocktail name is the Monkey Maker, and what about the name of a wine drink, Lisa?
Well, we'll do this one. So we had the three names that we had in the finals for the wine and the winning name was the Tipsy Tamarind.
Woo!
Isn't that just the cutest name, the Tipsy Tamarind?
Ah, it is. Can't go wrong with that.
Who doesn't want to drink a Tipsy Tamarind? So Bridget Burdan is the one who submitted that name. I just think that's the cutest little name, the Tipsy Tamarind. So second was the Scarlet Ibis, and third was the Trailer Trumpeter.
Oh, okay. So the Tipsy Tamarind is the wine drink, so we need to go down to a Twin Rivers Winery and enjoy a Tipsy Tamarind.
Yep, drink lots of Tipsy Tamarinds.
Again, a portion of the proceeds with the Tipsy Tamarind and the Monkey Maker will go to the David Trailer Zoo. So Tipsy Tamarind, same. We just need to go find out what's exactly in that.
Yes, I can't even tell you. I've not been given any insight to what that one tastes like.
I thought you'd have been sampling by now, Lisa.
Well, yeah, they've not given me any indication whether it's red, white. I have no clue.
We just know what to order, right?
Just go down and ask for a Tipsy Tamarind.
All right. Well, there we go. So contest turned out good, didn't it?
It really did. It really did. So it is all about conservation, and that's our mission. So whether it's supporting monarchs, black-footed ferrets, Eurasian black vultures, bald eagles, whatever it is, help us out. So.
All right, Tipsy Tamarin and the Monkey Maker are the winning drink names of contest with the David Traylor Zoo, the Trolley House Distillery, and Twin Rivers Winery. So, how's the plant life looking out there right now?
Oh, it's beautiful. So, if you haven't been down, come down and check out the plants. They're absolutely beautiful right now. A lot of the tropicals just went out, so it's starting to look pretty gorgeous.
Well, and I know the Oasis campaign continues to move forward. Where are we on our projects?
Well, we're still waiting on our parking lot. I'm sure it's coming soon. sometime between June and August. We also are working towards construction on our Zoo Education Center, which we believe should start August or September. So a lot's going to happen on that over the winter. Hopefully be back into the new building, hopefully by Memorial Day next year.
Okay.
Would be our plan. And then, of course, then stuff will begin happening over in the walkthrough part of the zoo again. So, there's a lot that's going to happen down here, and it will continue to happen over the next few years.
Yeah, a lot of progress and, new looks all the time. All very progressive out at the David Traylor Zoo. So get out and visit the zoo today. Let's see, Zoo Camp, how are things shaping up for Zoo Camp out there?
We still have some openings for Zoo Camp. So if you've got a kid who just got out of a third or fourth grade and they need something to do from the 7th to the 11th in July, have them skip on down here to get signed up for Zoo Camp. It's all about endangered species, and it is a lot of fun for a week. So come on down and enjoy that.
Yeah, it's a lot of kids enjoy Zoo Camp each and every. You'll keep them busy, won't you, out there?
Yes, we do.
Well,
it's
hey,
a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know that. Before I let you go, I know that I saw your post. Sad news on the female bison unable to get that calf delivered. Sad for Beulah, huh?
It was. It was sad for her, yeah. Sad for us. Wasn't at all how we hoped things would go. Unfortunately, that little calf was just totally turned around in there. She was first-time mom, and the baby just was not positioned at all like it should have been. So the baby had to be pulled, and it just did not, it just did not go at all like we hoped for her. So
is Beulah,
hopefully next year.
Is Beulah doing okay?
She is doing well. She is
health-wise
doing well.
Now? Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, congratulations to our winners in our Named the Drink Contest, Tipsy Tamarin is the wine drink, and the Monkey Maker is the whiskey drink. So Trolley House Distillery, get a Monkey Maker, and down at Twin Rivers Winery, Tipsy Tamarin, and portion of the proceeds will go to support conservation efforts at the zoo. Lisa, as always, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for having me. Do you want to hear a joke?
Lisa, I would love to hear a joke, always.
Okay, so why are frogs always so happy?
Why are frogs always so happy? Does it have something to do with Hoppy?
Nope. They always eat what bugs them.
Lisa, thanks.
You have a great day.
Lisa Keith, director of the David Traylor Zoo on our Newsmaker 3 segment this morning. Good morning. It is 8:52. Want to work for a company that offers a fixed schedule? Then look no further than Hostess Brands of Emporia. They offer competitive pay and a comprehensive benefit package. Walk-in applicants welcome Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Night shift positions hired on the spot. And Hostess Brands offer shift differential and a weekend premium. To apply, visit 1525 Industrial, email ahines@hostessbrands.com, or call 620-3000.